2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
This is the NBA Daily Dispatch brought to you by DFSArmy.com. Promo code PODCAST gets you 10% off each month of your subscription. Once again, DFSArmy.com, promo code PODCAST for 10% off each month of your subscription. I'm the host, Al Walsh. Find me on Twitter, 14A.Walsh. Find Shy Moshe, Mr. Bear here. This is the Friday edition of the NBA Pod today. I know we're trying to keep this one to a minimum today. Both got a lot of things going on. MLB opening day yesterday. Hell of a day out there yesterday. I know you're not as much of a baseball guy as you are basketball, but did you at least get down a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. Got a couple of GPP lines I threw in and didn't touch any green, neither.
Me neither.
But I made up for it on the other end with some NBA. So.
Very nice, very nice. All right, so we got a pretty loaded slate here today. Let's break it down a little bit. The scheduling situations that we got for tonight. You got those on hand, Bear?
The scheduling situations, meaning the back-to-back stuff?
Yeah.
I don't?
Before we hit the record button, I had to restart and do a whole bunch of stuff. So we will be mentioning. One thing I know, though, Russell Westbrook last night choking down the clutch once again, man. My boy Cowherd gave it to him a bit today.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that earlier. It was tough. He had a really good look in the air ball to three. Paul George had a hell of a game, wasn't enough. So Chicago and Orlando aren't on the FanDuel slate. You should get them over on DraftKings.
Right.
Chicago played last night versus Miami, if you want to call it play.
Wow.
It was kind of rough. It was kind of a rough game. OKC is playing again today. They just played the Spurs. We just talked about that last night. Dallas is on their third game in 4 days. That's kind of rough. I just read earlier that J.J. Barea is now questionable. When they say personal, it means they're tanking.
Can't even say flu or nothing like that. All right, I'm back up, folks. We're all good here. So, as you mentioned, Chicago back-to-back. Milwaukee also on the back end of a back-to-back as they played at Golden State last night. So they're going up against the Lakers. And then a few of our favorite DFS teams tonight have had some nice rest coming into this evening. You've got New Orleans, Denver, and Houston all with nice rest coming into this one. And, of course, OKC, as I mentioned. By the way, this wasn't just another opportunity for me to take a shot at Russell Westbrook, but the best part about that was, I guess, Westbrook missed one of those shots, and then you see Melo at the bottom of the screen, like, laughing and clapping, like, yeah, that's it right there. So maybe some mutiny going on with the OK3.
It's possible. I mean, I've been hearing a little bit about Melo saying, you know, I have no problem being a role player. I'm just not very good at it. I thought that was pretty funny.
Nah. All right.
Tough. It's a tough situation for those guys.
All right, speaking of Westbrook, let's talk about these point guards that we got on the slate tonight. Russ in here, nice matchup against Denver that they got going on tonight. You've also got Dame Lillard coming. I guess this is his first game as a father tonight.
Yeah.
So we've got that going up against the Clippers. Now, it is a red ADVP matchup, but I think the baby narrative might trump all here. All right, so we know Westbrook, Lillard, much different price, but I guess if you had to make a choice between the two, who are you going with tonight?
That's really tough, man. I mean, that's like choosing between your kids. Wow. I mean, like, Westbrook's going to come back pissed off that he lost last night and that he missed the shots, and he's going to want to redeem himself. It's the kind of player that he is. Plus, Denver is not the greatest at defending the point guard position. Damian Lillard, I mean, he loves beating up LA teams. Both teams need to win in both games, right? All four teams need to win. Denver and the Clippers are battling it out to get into the playoffs, trying to knock the other one out. So, it's really the only reason why I would say Lillard is because he's, you know, just about 2K less. That's the only thing I can really think. You know, I think in terms of value, he'll probably hit more points per dollar than Westbrook will, unless Westbrook hits 80. But I'm probably going to go Dame.
If I'm not mistaken, too, Russ has a pretty good history here against Denver.
Yeah, it's his kind of game. It's that pace game where he just flies up and down the court. And mind you, there's no Gary Harris to attempt to be in front of him either.
How about Jamal Murray in this one? Obviously, I mean, you know, we got to know at Lowe's. Did you mention him earlier, right?
Today, no.
Jamal Murray, no?
No. So Jamal Murray is definitely an intriguing play. I mean, we saw yesterday what Dehunte did versus the Thunder.
Five steals, right?
He had five steals. He had a decent amount of rebounds. He competed. He was there against, you know, one of the best players in the league for a really young player. That's pretty nice. Jamal is also a very young player, a little more of a polished player. I don't mind it at all either. We used to get a near minimum priced Isaiah Taylor. Did you see what is priced up now?
I saw, I believe on DraftKings he was like 48.
He's 48 on FanDuel as well.
Look at that. Look at that.
He was just like 36.
Yeah.
So no more really cheap point guard value there. But he's still under 5K. He still could hit value pretty easily, but not fond of the Philadelphia matchup on the other end.
Not at all. Is this a Trey Burke adjacent situation that we got going on here in Atlanta?
Yeah, well, Trey Burke can actually put up 40 real points. I don't know if Isaiah Taylor can versus Philly.
Man, I was just talking about the goodness in fantasy. That's all.
Yeah. Some other point guards at the top. You've got Chris Paul, who's questionable. They're playing Phoenix. I don't know if he has a reason to play the guy. James Harden will probably play. I mean, what they're doing now until the playoffs, because they pretty much solidified that one seed. Mm-hmm. Is they're going to probably rotate those guys to get ready for the playoffs. You know, one game you play, one game you play.
Yeah.
They'll switch off. So, you know, from a fantasy perspective, one game for these two names is not enough to drop in price, but they're not going to get to like 13, 14K or anything crazy because they're not going to be consistently playing every single game. So Chris Paul probably sits today is what I'm thinking. So that means you probably have to lock in Harden versus Phoenix.
Yeah, I love that system, too, for Houston because, number one, they have this time, you know, going into the playoffs. They're going to be the number one seed. So, you know, they got all this time. And I like that system because, you know, look, there's a lot of time that Harden's out on the court by himself without Chris Paul. There's a lot of time that Paul's out there without Harden. So just gives them that extended practice, you know, as if, you know, 70-plus games wasn't enough. Now they get a little more, you know?
Yeah, the most important thing is they know that they are going to be there during this playoff run. And so they have a legitimate shot at this. I think they're, at the moment, probably, in my opinion, not probably, in my opinion, I think they're favored to win the West.
Just say the whole thing.
And it's, yeah, very, very possible. And so having said that, we've seen historically that when these guys meaning Harden and Paul, when they get to that second round, they kind of just get gassed and just are done because everything's been on their shoulders this whole time. If they can get a little bit of extra rest and, like you said, rotate and have one in and the other guy sitting, it'll bode really well for them. I think they have a really good shot this year.
All right. Surely we have other point guards to talk about here.
Yeah. So Jeff Teague is probably one of my favorites.
Okay.
Going up against Dallas, you know, the thing about it is, even though Dallas is probably going to end up losing the game by a lot, Minnesota is not blowing teams away. In fact, I think this game is projected to be pretty close, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it's only a 6-point spread.
Wow.
So that that bodes well for fatigue. And
man,
and
hell, it opened at 5.
It did. Yeah. I'm wondering if you know, maybe not having JJ Barea bumped it to 6, but I think it's worth about a point.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dallas. We know, we've been saying it all season. Dennis Smith Jr., good player, rookie, can't play defense yet. He's still learning. Take advantage. And then the best ADVP matchup for point guards on the slate here is going to be like it is most of the time for Ricky Rubio versus Memphis. He's priced at 77 here on FanDuel.
Oh man, 67 on DraftKings.
That's a steal. As far as I'm concerned, Utah's favored by 15. So that's kind of ugly.
And optic.
The total's under 200, lowest on the board, which Utah usually is. But Utah's always the lowest on the board, and yet yeah. Rubio still comes in and puts up 40-plus. So,
right. No, yeah, absolutely. Hey, Ricky Rubio doing fantastic things this season. Really can't deny it. And, yeah, look at it, too. It's Rubio, it's Mitchell, it's Ingles. A lot of these guys, very consistent. So,
yeah, you know, Utah, I might have some interest there.
They could
sure,
be a problem for somebody. I like that. I like what you know. You mentioned with the Minnesota-Dallas game, so I don't even mind coming back some of the point guards in that situation. You know, if Barea is going to be out again, you know, could be a DSJ sort of thing, so I don't mind going there.
I don't mind Yogi either.
Yep, Yogi, former Brooklyn Net great.
Some injury news also. So Lonzo is questionable.
Saw that.
The thing about it is, at this stage of the season, even though, excuse me.
Oh, God bless you, Bear.
Thank you. Even though the Lakers don't have any incentive to lose in terms of, you know, draft pick and that kind of thing, if Lonzo has the slightest ailment, they're going to sit him. I mean, he's the future of the team, so there's no reason for them to sit to play him if he's sore or achy or gimpy or whatever it is. So keep that in mind. If he does sit, I think you can look at Tyler Ennis. It's not the greatest matchup versus Milwaukee, but the guy's minimum priced. He'll probably get move into like 30 minutes a game. So just keep that in mind.
All right. How about your boy DJ Augustine?
You see his price?
I did.
Can't do it.
He is 5,800 on DraftKings.
That's a little more reasonable, but he's like 8,500. Am I seeing that right?
I don't know. I was.
Oh, that's the single game. That's why. That's the single game. Yeah, that game is not on the FanDuel slate.
Gotcha. All right. Anybody else? So we're moving.
Maybe Cameron Payne. He's a little bit priced up too. But he does get Orlando. So. Who has not been good defending any position at all. And then the last one that I'm looking at is going to be George Hill versus the New Orleans Pelicans.
All right. Like it. All right, moving on to the shooting guard section. James Harden tonight taking on a Phoenix Suns team, possibly without Chris Paul. Doesn't get any better than this, right?
I mean, it's pretty damn perfect. I mean, the team that doesn't defend, a team that's not very good, a team that's trying to lose. Harden with that Chris Paul, open floor. I mean, and they're going to need more of him without Chris Paul to do more. He's priced a little bit down now, 11-3. What's he on DK, you know?
11-5,
11-3 on FanDuel. I think he's going to be in every single game that I play.
Strong. Now, with Harden, again, they did say that, you know, they do want to limit his minutes to about 30, 32 coming on down the stretch. However, we talked about this a couple podcasts ago, but with LeBron James, actually, where, you know, at this point of the NBA season, it's very rare that, you know, you're going to get like 50 points out of somebody. Everything seems very conjumbled at this point. But Harden against the Suns? That just seems so safe to me. Even in 30 to 32 minutes, for that price, he can do just fine.
Yeah, now, I like conjumbled.
Now, the whole trick to this DFS thing is finding cheaper people to get that same kind of production. Anybody worthy of that tonight, you think?
Yes. There's two guys in particular, three guys in particular, and that list might even grow bigger. So I am interested for tournaments in Jamal Crawford.
Okay.
Jamal is going up against Dallas. I know that they're not going to blow him out, but they're probably not going to have a very hard time beating this team. So I think Jamal comes in. He's at 4K on FanDuel. He's going to play high 20s, you know, minutes-wise. And I also have interest in Damian Lee from the Hawks.
Yeah, Lee played pretty well in that last game.
He's been – the last handful of games he's been doing pretty well. I snuck him into some of my GPPs, and he's, like, barely owned.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even think he wears a Hawk jersey in his picture on FanDuel. So people are like, who is this? He's not going to play. Who is this guy? And he puts up 30 minutes. Like, whoa.
That's always a rule, you know. If they're not wearing the team's jersey, they're very sneaky that evening.
That and if he has like a GTD or an O next to his name.
What is it? He must be a Celtics jersey. Or maybe a Tulane Green Wave jersey, perhaps. But, yeah, Lee's putting up, well over 5X production here in three of the last four games. Come on, that. Again, he's just going to be playing minutes tonight, you know, just like a lot of the rest of these Hawks guys, just playing some minutes.
Yeah.
So, Taylor, Lee, certainly appealing in there. What's going on with your boy Tyler Dorsey, man?
I don't know. I mean, they're not really giving him the minutes anymore that he was getting, which is kind of odd, but... you know, I think he was kind of doing pretty well. And then, okay, well, we know what you can do, Tyler. Let's see what these other guys can do,
yeah.
Like Taylor and Damian. Let's see, give them a chance to play just to see what they could do.
I didn't mean to dump that all in your lap. I kind of adopted Tyler Dorsey as my own along the way. So I should say our boy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you found him, you know.
And then the darling from two nights ago, that in Bears for Damas fashion, I said, he's going to start. Trust me, he's going to start. And that was Ty Wallace. And he did start, and he put up a monster game at minimum price, mind you. I think he hit like 10X. It was Ty Wallace. He doesn't get as nice of a matchup. However, if you look at Portland is going to be without Harkless, so that probably means that Evan Turner is going to be at that small forward again. The darling from Cash Games the other night versus Memphis, who Chuck exploded and just gave everybody an ugly score. But Ty Wallace will probably start at that three. So you're gonna, you know, we'll see who else they start, because Milos I think is still out.
Yeah, I saw that. The last game they went Rivers at the point, Wallace at the two, and then they had Wesley Johnson and Tobias Harris out there.
Gotcha.
Both of those guys are interchangeable, three and four guys. Right. So, you know, we could probably see that again tonight. You know, maybe Aminu and Tobias get to cracking, or Wesley Johnson and Aminu get to cracking. So I think that's probably the scenario there. All right, so yep. you've been given all the low-priced options. But, yep. You know, you've got Donovan Mitchell.
Yep.
Here up against the Memphis Grizzlies. That's pretty damn good. Utah right in that number 8 spot right now in the West. So, needless to say, this game's pretty damn important.
No, it definitely is. I don't see a way that I don't play Will Barton and James Harden pretty much in every lineup at shooting guard. It's going to be hard not to. I mean, Will Barton he's still 6,600. He goes up against OKC at the shooting guard, which we already know what shooting guards have done to that position.
Oh, yeah.
If you go look at our ADVP chart, it's still the top of the slate. So, I mean, Will Barton can put up 50 points. You know, he's done it many, many, many times in what's projected to be a pretty fast-paced game. Second highest total on the slate, 222.5.
Gorgeous.
The only one above that is New Orleans and Cleveland at 227.5. So, looks like OKC is favored by 4. This is not in Denver. This is in OKC. This is a really important game for both teams, so you're going to get your all from both sides. I really, really like the Will Barton play.
Here's one of these. I do these like long range research drops on people, and hey, the last time I said this, it worked on Nikola Jokic the other night against the Raptors. So, ears up, antennas up, folks. So, CJ McCollum, right? Great, great start in that last game. Here's something that I found out. So, I actually found this out when I was looking up Shabazz Napier's production without Damian Lillard in the lineup. So, I wanted to see. Yeah, I did that, and I was like, all right, let me see what McCollum's looks like. And McCollum, like, half of his best games this season have been with Damian Lillard in the lineup. And it's funny, too. Some of his best games were, like, Lillard's first game back from an absence or something like that. So I guess the main point here is don't overlook CJ McCollum just because Damian Lillard's back. I know everybody's going to be talking about him back, after having the baby. Well, you know, CJ's a guy who's been consistently putting up, like, 35 fantasy points. But again, in that research that I did, it showed that some of his best games this season were like CJ was on a heater without Dame Lillard, and then Lillard came back, and CJ was like, no, I still got the fire, bro.
I like that a lot. I really do. Really like that a lot.
All right, good. All right, anybody else? Chris Middleton even against the Lakers?
Yeah, we'll have to see. You know, what's going on with the lineups there? Right now, I think it's a little bit unknown, so I'm not really sure. But on both sides, I mean, they played last night. The Lakers have tons of questionables, so we'll see what happens there.
All right. All good here?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, cool. All right, let's get to small forwards. Hey, look, we've got that fabulous A or B game again. Is it LeBron James? Is it Giannis Antetokounmpo? Who is it?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs.
I feel like every time we do a podcast, we have this discussion. Is it LeBron or Greek?
Pretty much. I mean, it's really tough to say. It's actually not that tough. It's going to be LeBron. I mean, it's not hard to say. Because, I mean, the total on that game is ridiculous. And if they're going to score the amount of points they're projected to score, it's going to be whether LeBron scores them himself, whether he's assisting on them all, whatever it might be. I mean, he's going to be heavily involved. So they're slated to score 115 points. That's highest. Second highest. Highest is Houston. So, yeah, I mean, it's LeBron.
Yes, indeed. All right, you know, obviously going to hinge for me what happens here with Mr. Love. I'm sorry, didn't consider questionable for tonight's game. All right, yeah, so for me, I don't know. Look, LeBron's been playing some of the best basketball here late, going up against the Pelicans. We know this is going to be a really fun game. Hell, Greek in L.A., too. That's going to be a blast. I'm sure we could carve out enough space to have both, yeah?
I don't see why not.
We could party. We could party in Cleveland and L.A.
I mean, there's enough value around, I suppose. But, you know, it's tough to do that.
By the way, damn near impossible on DraftKings to do it. Damn near. By the way, so we saw this today. How they how FanDuel named all their contests like weird stuff again.
Yeah, they did.
The measles and the mumps and all that kind of stuff. National Doctors Day out there today.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, happy National Doctors Day to all the MDs out there. A lot of them listen before they do their prep work for surgery.
Interesting.
We're huge in the surgery community.
Very interesting.
Very big, very big. All right, so we got those two guys. Good, great, grand, wonderful. Well, we've got some other good ones, too. Paul George, Josh Jackson, Torian Prince. Hell, we'll even throw Harry Barnes in the mix. Joe Ingles, too, against Memphis. My goodness. Brandon Ingram against the Bucks. There's some solid mid-level options here.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. By the way, it looks like Booker and Warren are both out again.
All right.
And Alex Len is ruled out. More sauce.
Sauce. But baby, as I was trying to say the other day in message form, put some hot sauce on my burrito, baby, yeah. For all you Next Friday fans out there.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, it's a Friday reference. okay, so back to small forward. I may have some interest for ownership reasons here for Paul George. Now, I know he had a really good game last night, but I think people are going to say, oh, he just played, they're tired. They don't get tired over there in Oklahoma. So this game, you know, at 222, I have a lot of interest in this game. So it's going to be tough for me to shy away from it. So I'm going to try to pick up as many pieces as I can. I even like Corey Brewer. I can even play him. Elfrid Payton is ruled out, and now he's going to be a game time decision.
Interesting. Corey Brewer. I'm gonna tap the guy even though I hate his guts. But Torian Prince without Dennis Schroeder, I think to me is very appealing. Out of all these mid-priced options, look, Josh Jackson, he might have the court all to himself tonight. But this Rockets team, pretty damn good on defense. I'm gonna definitely be a little cautious there with Jay Jax and Joe Ingles against Memphis, man. Hell, oh boy, that's the spot right there. Oh yeah, that's the right spot there. For sure. Oh yeah, right there.
I agree. Are we still talking about basketball?
Yeah. I hope so, man. Oh, my dog's licking my ankle right now. Oh no. All right.
I'm interested there in Ingles a lot as well. I got to see if Lonzo sits. I might have to throw in some Brandon Ingram in there.
You would know as the Lakers guy. There was actually a trend where Ingram's numbers were better with Lonzo and vice versa. Well, is that still going on? Is that still a thing?
Haven't had enough of a sample size since he's only been back one game.
True.
But I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he will be, even though it might be Ennis that gets to start, Ingram will run most of the point guard duties, a lot more of the playmaking and distribution, responsibilities. He's 6K, right? He was up in the sevens before he went out. So, second game back, I'm pretty comfortable rolling him out there.
All right. The Bulls should have a ton of injuries once again. David Nwaba against the Magic. 4,500 on DraftKings. Not sure on
FanDuel. We got to say injuries in quotes, right? But Nwaba, I mean, he just played last night. He put up a hell of a game. I saw some of that game, and there was one play I shared in the Slack chat where he got the rebound. He ran the break. His teammates didn't run one with him. It was one on three. He did a spin move. He had three defenders on him, and he dunked over all three of them.
That's not bad.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm a big Nwaba fan, man. I he's one of my favorite guys you've never heard of.
I did that like 2 weeks ago. Nobody said anything. My cousin tried to play defense on me. He's 8, you know. Yeah. Happy birthday to him, actually, today. But he tried to play defense on me. You know, nobody posted that on social media. I'm a little upset, but...
Listen, I get it. I hear you.
Not a hair or there. Can we still go to Evan Turner against the Clippers? We know this has been a good spot. Small forwards there.
I think it's a great spot. I think it's an absolutely great spot. You're going to see people like, oh, after last game, screw him, blah, blah, blah. Now, here's the thing. You've got Damian back. I think that bodes well for him. You mentioned how CJ has his better games with Damian Lillard. The reason is because he demands a lot of attention from the defense. And so when he's not there, when you've got Shabazz Napier there, who's not a poor player, but he's no Damian Lillard. So they're just giving him single coverage. When Damian's in there, you've got to throw you've got to strat your game plan defensively has to revolve around how do we slow Lillard down? And so that opens up CJ, that opens up Evan Turner, that opens up Aminu, that opens up Nurkic. I mean, yeah. I don't mind going right back.
Well said, well said. All right. Anybody else that we did not cover here in the small forwards?
Yeah, you might want to look at Wilson Chandler. He's down to 5,200. He was up around 6K earlier. Versus OKC, like I said, I have a lot of interest in this game. Denver, OKC, so I don't mind Wilson Chandler at all. Excuse me. There's a guy that I got to give props to.
Me?
No.
Okay.
From your team, though.
Oh.
They drafted him. I think they drafted him, or did they? I don't know. Yeah, they drafted him. Marshawn Brooks.
Ah, many moons ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. He was very, very highly regarded when he came out of college. Big prospect. He was a really good ball player. And then kind of went to crap, unfortunately. Then he got traded, and then he just kind of wasn't doing much and disappointing. And I think he played overseas. Well, he signed with the Grizz, so he's back. So he's minimum price. I don't know if you saw the game he put up last time, but he put up a hell of a game last game.
I started doing my research as soon as you started talking about him. In his first game back in the NBA since 2013. That's what I meant by many moons ago. All right, so he plays 21 minutes. He gets 21 points. Quite active everywhere on the floor. Rebound, two assists, block, steal. Threw a turnover in for good measure too, but 30 fantasy points there at minimum price. So yeah, that's a very, very intriguing option.
Yeah,
and keep in mind, by Bear Stradamus on this one.
This guy is fighting to stay in the league, right? I mean, he just got in now, and he's like, you know what? I'm here. I'm gonna take full advantage. He's gonna give everything he has. He's gonna probably end up playing at the shooting guard, backup shooting guard spot, where you can typically attack Utah. It's like the only place you can somewhat attack them. Again, he's min price, so, fire away.
Yeah, I gotta say, Bear, I can't believe you mentioned that guy's name. I was like, why is he talking about Marshawn Brooks?
Yeah.
But, the last 2 days I've been on heavy MLB mode, but let's see here. I don't even think I don't know if he's available on DraftKings. I guess not.
Wow. Well, he's on FanDuel, so that's a twist. Because when Brandon Jennings came back, he wasn't on FanDuel, but he was on DraftKings. So.
Let me see this real quick, because... No, he is. Dead minimum. I was looking in the wrong section, though. He's, all right, so on FanDuel, he's a small forward, but on DraftKings, he's a point guard, shooting guard, so...
Nice.
Dead minimum, $3,000 over there, folks. Bear, if that hits, we're going partying somewhere.
Going streaking!
Very, very good information there. All right, that has to cap it off for the small forwards because you can't do any bigger than that. Power forwards here, AD against the Cavs, man, as good a spot as any.
I'm locking him in. I don't give a shit. You can put him at 14K. I'm locking him in. I don't care. He's gonna put up 90. I mean, this game is insane. The highest over under. Rondo still questionable. What does that mean? A couple more rebounds, but. I mean, who the hell is going to stop AD on Cleveland? Who? Give me one guy. Don't say Tristan Thompson because
I wasn't going to give you anybody. I was going to be quiet for a second. Yeah, which would tell the people that no, nobody could do it.
Yeah, I mean, Tristan Thompson's too busy trying on his skinny jeans. So
hey, or messing or living life with the Kardashians, or maybe he's keeping up with the Kardashians.
He's trying to.
It only took me three chances to get that joke right, but yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, like, yeah, LeBron's probably like the best fit to guard AD. Will he? I don't know.
I hope not.
Yeah, that wouldn't be. But even if he did, I don't even think it's that big a deal. I think these two guys just go back and forth at each other tonight. So remember, what I was talking about with, oh yeah, maybe we could pair up the Greek and LeBron. No, it's LeBron and AD that I want to pair up.
Man,
that Marshawn Brooks play probably a lot more valuable now than you thought, huh?
I might have a lineup already with AD, LeBron, and Harden in there.
Oh my!
But So some Chicago news. So Zach LaVine is out. Chris Dunn is out. Markkanen is probable. Everybody's favorite DFS play, Paul Zipser, is out. And then it looks like Felicio is probable.
DJ Felicio.
Okay. Okay, so AD is hand down the best power forward play here. No question about it. Like I said, I'm going to play no matter what. But there's another – I think these are probably the two guys you kind of have to go with. I mean, there are other options.
Are you going to use the word – the L word on these guys?
Mm, no. Okay. No, but damn near L word.
Okay.
I don't know how you don't play Dario Saric versus the Hawks without Joel Embiid.
Damn, you ruined a game I was going to play. I was going to ask you a trivia question. The answer was going to be Dario Saric, and we were all going to be happy about it. But yeah.
It's damn near impossible not to play him at 6,600. Yeah. If I were doing the FanDuel pricing and I found out that Embiid was not going to play, which I did, I would have put him up to like 7,200. So I think Dario Saric is underpriced. I think he's got an easy 40-point game, can go off for 50. And as long as the game stays semi-close and he gets decent minutes, it's going to be really hard to pass.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine in any event. Yeah, every time that Embiid's been out, Saric has just done fantastic. Now, not every time, but don't be Captain Literal Man on me. Yeah, this is just a fantastic spot. Now, here's where it gets even better. First of all, we got to take a rewind back to the shooting guard position, because I'm going to include somebody in from there too. And I noticed this last game that without Embiid on the court, the Sixers were running a ton of Saric, Ilyasova, and Bellinelli. Man, Bellinelli playing against his former team.
Ooh, I like that.
The Hawks. We didn't even think about him. But, I noticed that a lot last game. That was a big combo for them without Embiid. Like, that kind of gave them a little bit of size, a little, you know, three-point range with those guys as well. Everything that Embiid kind of, presents when he's on the court. So I would definitely look for that. I think there's a lot of different combinations the Sixers can go with tonight. You know, like, they know they're going to the playoffs. They know that Embiid, you know, there's a possibility that he just might not be ready. Or for the beginning of the playoffs anyway. But, you know, they got to kind of figure this out. So I think, you know, I know that they're playing Atlanta tonight, so it's kind of like a perfect, you know, simulation thing to go through with these different sets. But, you know, hey, look, Embiid's been healthy for a while. You know, they got to get used to life without him. So I think it'll be pretty interesting. Now, we talk about all these great plays from Philly, and we haven't even mentioned Ben Simmons yet. I feel like most people think that he needs Joel Embiid to thrive. But I don't know. I don't necessarily look at it that way. I think, you know, the guy, he gets his rebounds, he gets his assists pretty much in every way, shape, or form. Is it easier with Joel Embiid? Of course. But I don't think he's, like, not capable of doing anything without Joel Embiid.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't go that far. But I like your play with Ilyasova.
Yes.
I can even go Ilyasova and Saric. I'm good with that if I'm not going AD.
That's great, yeah.
But it's hard for me not to go AD. But if I weren't going AD, I wouldn't mind Saric and Ilyasova at all. Ilyasova is 4,100 on FanDuel. I mean, that's pretty cheap. We've got him right now at 25 minutes. Keep him there, so they're going to start Amir Johnson over Embiid. He's not going to play much. So he'll come in. I mean, he doesn't do much. Yeah, so, nah. You know, 25 minutes tops, and it'll be mostly Ilyasova, and they'll probably play Saric at the five even today. I mean, you'll get some Rashawn Holmes as well. Which we'll talk about here at the centers. But yeah. Adam, I think Ilyasova is great.
And by the way, I don't want to discredit Amir Johnson. He's very capable of putting up 5-6x in this game, especially against Atlanta. But I just think that your much higher upside guys come from, you know, Ilyasova, you know, Saric, Bellinelli, guys like that.
Sure.
Okay. Good. Because I know Amir Johnson listens. I don't want him getting mad at me. He's a serviceable individual.
Do you think he listens to us?
Yeah, of course. All the time.
You better.
I mean, you know, he's heavy on DraftKings. He's not big on FanDuel, but, you know, whatever. All right. There are, you know, believe it or not, there are power forward options that aren't Anthony Davis or Philadelphia 76ers. So, any interest in these other guys here?
Yeah, I got a significant interest in Aminu here.
Okay.
I think Aminu is... So he's been on fire. He's been playing well over 30 minutes a game, pretty much every single game. And a lot of that, like I've been saying the entire week, really, is that teams are sending two teams over to Dame. And so that leaves guys like CJ and Aminu and Harkless at the time, well, now Evan Turner, and even Nurkic open. So they are going to get the opportunities, and if they're hitting those shots, that's a big game. So, you know, he's not on the FanDuel slate, but Aaron Gordon versus Chicago is always interesting. Aaron Gordon he's always a 50-point threat. So, you know, keep that in mind. So we've talked before about the numbers on Ben Simmons without Embiid. They're not great. You would think, oh, more opportunity. Nah, he's not much of a scorer. He does everything else. He sets up Embiid and the other guys. So I think you let the masses go to Ben Simmons because Embiid is out in that process, but we here know the numbers are not good for him. So stay away.
All right. Don't mind that. I guess if Kevin Love is in tonight,
yeah.
Like, how do you feel about him against New Orleans?
I mean, it's a great spot versus New Orleans. I got to see how he feels. Yeah. I mean, that was a brutal hit he took. So we'll have to wait and see the news on that. I mentioned how big I am on this OKC-Denver game.
Yes, you did.
Paul Millsap. Very intriguing. He'll probably draw Carmelo Anthony to start off the game. I think eventually you'll see Jerry and Grant on him, or Jerry, whichever one of the Grants. But I don't mind him at all. I think he'll probably be relatively lower owned as well for tournaments, so I don't mind that play.
All right. Tobias Harris tonight going up against Portland Trailblazers. John Collins against the Sixers. Bobby Portis against the Magic. Any intrigue there?
Yeah, with Portis, I mentioned, you know, Markkanen and Felicio are back. When Felicio was out last night, I played Portis. He put up 30-something. I don't know if he'll get as much run today, so probably not. My boy, Biggs versus Milwaukee, Julius Randle, 8,400. I think it's going to be tough to fit in his salary. But if you can, I don't mind that play at all. He should come out really strong versus the Bucks, who are on a back-to-back, and the Lakers are well-rested. So, and if Lonzo doesn't play, I think it bodes better for Julius as well, primarily because he will do more ball handling, which he does very well. Whereas when Lonzo's on the court, it's like Luke was like, Julius, give him the ball. So he gets the rebound. And instead of running and starting the break, he's got to give the ball to Lonzo, which kind of limits what he can do in the open court, which he's really good at. That's somewhat intriguing as well.
All right. All good here?
Yeah, just one more sneaky play that I always bring up here. That's Jay Crowder versus Memphis. He's up there. He's at 4,800 now, but, you know, versus Memphis. So, okay.
All right, well thought out. All right, center position. Let us end here today. We've got a star-studded cast. Karl-Anthony Towns up against the Mavericks. Nikola Jokic up against the OKC Thunder. Hell, that doesn't matter because Vucevic isn't on the slate. But you know how much you love picking on Phoenix as well. Clint Capella going up against them tonight. Those are my top three here. Of those three... Jokic. Is it safe to say you're going to be quite biased here and go with Jokic?
It's Jokic. I mean,
even against Steven Adams?
Particularly against Steven Adams. Ooh. I'll explain. So first of all, he Adams had a poor showing last night, but killed many of my lineups. But
so now you gotta take it to him. I get it. All right.
Well, remember there were a few times this season where these two teams played, and look, I don't pick on Adams ever. I'm going to see
what. Oh, okay. I see what's going on here.
Yeah. Oops. All right, let me get some information here for you.
Should I spoiler alert people?
Sure. So the last time they played was February. Jokic put up a 72.6 FanDuel.
Oh yeah, 76.8 probably focused on DraftKick.
Yeah, triple double.
Yeah.
29 points, 13 boards, 14 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. He even drained 2 3-pointers.
Fair. How does this happen on Steven Adams?
So that's the thing. And one of my write-ups for that game, I was telling everybody, play Jokic. They're like, oh, versus Adams? I'm like, yes, because he's not your traditional center. Adams is a good down-low, on-the-box defender. When you put him out on the perimeter, when you make him defend a guy who's that kind of a passer, he'll struggle. He can really do a lot of damage there. And I think the thing you just said with against Steven Adams, you're going to hear a lot of that. So I don't know that he's going to go owned like he should.
Mm. No, it's interesting. I was going to say it's interesting because there have been times I remember where DeMarcus Cousins, Karl Anthony Towns, guys like that have given Adams trouble. Well, I shouldn't even say they have given him trouble, but they'll be able to post their numbers. You know what I mean? And that's like Brook Lopez against Andre Drummond, for instance. He's had a lot of success against him recently because he can pull Drummond to the perimeter. He's not going to defend those shots. So a lot of Jokic's 3-point attempts tonight will not be contested.
70 points against the Thunder.
I got it. Yes. 70. It was it because I asked the question, and I remember as I asked the question, I was like, oh, that's right. Like, a couple perimeter guys have done pretty well against them. But I had to play along with it. So
he's my top over Cat, who is almost 11K. That's ridiculous. I get it. He had a career game, and I get it. Dallas bigs suck, but I can't pay that. It's going to be too tough.
He is having a career stretch right now.
He really is. And listen, the price is right? But we're here trying to find guys that are underpriced. So so I would go with Jokic at the very top. And then a guy that I like a lot here is Nurkic. So that's two itches. Versus the Clippers, I mean, DeAndre Jordan has just not been playing much defense. He's been doing pretty well on the rebounding front, but stopping opposing bigs, he's just not done very well. So I think with Damian back, it also really benefits Nurkic here. He's been priced up. He was in the sixes for a while. He's now 7,400 on FanDuel. I don't mind paying that for him.
All right. Yeah, I want to, like, it Towns is priced. By the way, it's now is it not only near $11,000 on FanDuel, it's actually above $10,000 on DraftKings, which hasn't been in a while. Jokic still at a good price there. But Clint Capella on DraftKings, $6,900, my goodness, ooh, against the Phoenix Sun. And then you know what was interesting, too? I was looking at the Rudy Gobert-Marcus Gasol matchup.
Yeah.
It's typically not, most people's cup of tea. It's not where you want to go in that situation against either guy necessarily. But I don't know. Like, I could see a situation where both guys are good for about 40 points tonight.
So the thing about it with Gobert that I want everybody to understand, he is in full form right now. He is blocking shots. He's getting rebounds. He's getting really simple dunks. A lot of that is thanks to Ricky Rubio, who's been playing a fantastic season. you know, I'm not at all shying away from Gobert because of Marc Gasol. I don't even know that Marc Gasol is going to play. I mean, who the hell knows that team?
Well, that'll certainly put some stink on it.
Yeah, if Marc doesn't play, I don't see how you don't play Gobert at that point. But maybe blowout fear, I get it. But, I mean, I'm all about Jokic today, man. I'm sorry.
I feel you. So we got to talk about the sauce. Got to put some hot sauce on my burrito, baby. Yeah. Allen Williams, $3,700 on DraftKings. On FanDuel, he is?
$3,700.
Okay, so, Big Al, AW, not me. He's been highly touted here by a lot of us over the last couple of games, but he hasn't gotten more than 15 fantasy points. Could tonight be the night, finally?
I don't know. I mean, so one thing about it is that I want to caution you is that he looks to be still trying to catch his breath, you know? I mean, he hasn't played all season. So is he there yet? I'm not sure. Now with Len being out, that helps him a little bit. Going up against Houston, they're going to need somebody to put on Capella. But we said the same thing about the last game, and they didn't really use him that much. So we'll have to wait and see if we hear about who's starting, who's not. I don't think he'll start. But that game that he does start, I'm running to him.
Yeah, it could be a fantastic maneuver, once he finally is ready to go. One thought pretty interesting, Dwayne Dedmon tonight. So no Joel Embiid. I mean, things are going to be a lot easier for Dedmon down there. I mean, they're not going to be easy, but it'll be easier. What is he here? DraftKings, $5,300. I believe FanDuel is very similar as well.
Mm-hmm. 54, yeah.
54, so I think that's a nice spot you can even go to.
So that's very Bear style right there. They have to go on the other end of that matchup, right? when somebody's missing, you go to the guy that he's facing.
Right.
So I like Dedmon. I was thinking about him earlier as well. He'll go sneakily under-owned. So that's sneaky play. But we got to talk about Rashawn Holmes.
Okay. We can do so.
So I call him Rashawn. Rashawn is...
I believe that is what it is.
Yeah.
Rashawn.
Rashawn. Not Sean, but to Rashawn. So he's not going to start, which might hopefully have people shy away from him a little bit. They're playing the Hawks. The Hawks are not a very good team. We know this by now.
Definitely not.
They've been somewhat keeping the games close up until about the fourth quarter, and then they get mobbed. But he's $3,800 on FanDuel. We have him now slated for 22 minutes. Trust me, he's playing more than 25. Because they're going to want him to run. They're going to want him to, you know, feel good about himself because they're going to need him for the next 2 weeks without Embiid. So, if I was on DraftKings, it's Jokic and Rashawn Holmes in all my lineups. On FanDuel, you only get one. I'm probably going to split them between the two.
Interesting. Yeah, 21 minutes for Rashawn in that last game against the Knicks. 15 points, 7 rebounds in 21 minutes. His most in a long time. Most since actually Valentine's Day down in Miami. When he got 28 minutes in that game, he put up nearly 30 fantasy points there on FanDuel. So, point in case here, yes, without Embiid, he's certainly going to be a lot more valuable. I definitely like that. You know what's interesting? The Phillies are actually down in Atlanta right now, too. So,
oh, nice.
You got both Philly teams down there just, I can't even say taking over since we screwed that game up yesterday, but should be fun down there in Atlanta. Probably going to be a lot of Sixers fans at that game, you would think. I mean, you know, that's how it goes. All right, we all done here?
Yep.
Definitely good. We got this pod done in under an hour. So that's always
not too shabby.
Very good, very good. All right, so it is Easter weekend. Bear and I both off from the podcast tomorrow. Notes as well. I'm gonna try to put something together tonight for everybody tomorrow, but it is Easter weekend, so I think, you know, a lot of people are gonna have some trouble getting content out, and, you know, as a player too, you know, I'm sure you're not gonna be as into it playing on Easter, so you know, we'll see how that goes throughout the weekend. But you know, if you do want to join us at dfsarmy.com, do so. Use the promo code podcast for 10% off, and that's all I got for this one. Any words going into the weekend, Bear?
No. Happy Easter. You know, best of luck to everybody in all the games you play. I will be, as I always am, frequently in Slack. If you have any questions, hit me up. Or on Twitter, at Mr. Bear here.
No doubt. Also, too, make sure you check out our wonderful MLB content. A lot of people did pretty well yesterday. Off the different stuff that we put out, and, you know, certainly beneficial to get into something once basketball is over. So, all very cool. All right, for the me and Mr. Bear and the rest of the DFS Army, we go. All right, and we're done. Man, I could not talk today, but that's all right.
You did fine.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, bro. Later.